spoke a little bit about Tumah Tara today. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little too much about Tumah Tara. We talked too much about Halsukim, but okay, it's nice. Of course, the word Tara is a major, major concept on Yom Kippur. Maybe we'll speak a little bit more about the Kol Nidre. Those will be listening after Kol Nidre. We'll talk a little bit. Maybe we'll see. But at least for now, so the Torah describes Yom Kippur as a Neshem Titarim. There's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. What do those words mean, the Neshem Titarim? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a haftacha? If it's a mitzvah, what do those do to be up to that mitzvah? It's very unclear. So Rabbeinu Yonah seemed to understand the Neshem Titarim is a tzivoy. You have to be retire yourself in Yom Kippur. How do you retire yourself? By doing tshuva. There's a mitzvah sayoy to be retired yourself. Mitzvah yom to be mizvada. Gemara says in the end of Masechet Yuma, Chazal instituted to say vidoy five times, the same vidoy. All day in Yom Kippur saying vidoy. Where did it come from? We're doing vidoy. We're saying vidoy a thousand times in Yom Kippur. So the Rambam writes in the Chazal, the reason why Chazal Masechet vidoy and tshuva is because you have to be a full natu, because it's the end of Masechet Tshuva. The Rambam almost makes it sound like it's not because it's Kedusha Yom Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has its mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Kiddush Tayom is a mechayev that you can't do malacha. Kiddush Tayom is a mechayev you can't eat and drink. Kiddush Tayom is a mechayev that there's a Avodah Tayom and Kippur for the Kohen Gadol. Those are Yom Kippur that you did. The Rabbi Yochanan Shuvah almost makes it sound like that Yom Kippur, by the way, besides being a Yom Kaddosh, happens to be the last day of Masechet Tshuva. In theory, if you think about it, today could have also theoretically, Baruch could have made it in such a way that the 10th day of Masechet Tshuva could have been a Yom Chol also. So the Rabbi makes it sound like you would be saying Vidui then. Because vidoy is a function, says the Rambam, of being the kate of mechir l'chol Yisrael. That's somehow the Rambam's lashon. So again, I may have overemphasized, you know, may have overdramatized that. The Rambam says that kedush tayom is mechaper. Baruch Hu made the kedush tayom yom kippur is the mechaper. It's not just it's the 10th day of Aseres Mitzvah, but it's not like the mitzvah hayom of yom kippur. It's not like shaking a lulav and stuff. It's like blowing a shofar in Rosh Hashanah. It's really more of an opportunity than it is a mitzvah sayom. The Rambam says you're a fool if you don't do tshuva on Yom Kippur, so you can try to do tshuva when? On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, it's much harder to do tshuva. There should be vatsa, because Baruch is not as easily available on Yom Kippur. It may work, but lav dafka. Whereas Yom Kippur, it's a really good opportunity. So Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say, Rabbeinu Yonah seems to learn it's a mitzvah sayom. The same way you blow shofar Roshan and eat the sukkah and sukkah eat matzah on Pesach, you do tshuva on Yom Kippur, flesh of the Torah. So thinks that maybe the flesh of the Torah was also a chiyuv. But it's a different kind of a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to be mitar yourself. You have to go to the mikvah. So the Gaonim already quote this practice that you go to the mikvah in Erev Yom Kippur. Where we stay in the mikvah? It doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere. So Rosh Hashanah says maybe the Gaonim understood that with Veshav Titar is a mitzvah sayam. Mitar, you have to be tar. I'm tuma on Yom Kippur. And there are others who probably hold not like a bit of Yom Kippur, not like Rosh Hashanah says. Veshav Titar is a statement of fact that ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem mitar eschem. You will become tahor if you do what you're supposed to do. So what are you supposed to do? Tshuva. Whatever you're supposed to be doing to get a kapara. It's not that there's a mitzvah hayoyim per se of lifnei shem titaru. So it's unclear exactly what the phrase means, but everyone agrees that something is happening in the realm of tumah v'tahara. So we mentioned that tumah v'tahara is definitely a chok. It's one of those deep dark mysteries in Torah. There's a fascinating, there are actually two fascinating Rambams. There are many fascinating Rambams, but there are two fascinating Rambams that address this issue. It's a little bit of a throwback to some things we spoke about Erev Rosh Hashanah about Chukim and Mishpatim. Rambam has this idea that even the Chukim that we don't understand, we'll never really understand Paraduma, but even within the Chukim Gemurim, there are lessons that we can extract. There are messages, almost like superficial reasons, in the Chukim themselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the system, and we're supposed to look for them, and we're supposed to extract them, we're supposed to try to learn certain religious, ethical, moral, philosophical truths from the Chukim themselves, even though it's not really the reason. So Rambam has that idea in two places of Mishneh Torah. That's what some like to say, that's the phrase that the Rishonim used, Tamei HaMitzvos. Tamei HaMitzvos, what it talks about, Tamei HaMitzvos. Tam means taste. We spoke about this last year, 2 years ago, in Tam Hebrew, Chulin. The real reason why people eat, or should be eating, is for nutrition. It's kind of like an added bonus that Hashem gave us that food tastes good also. But if you think about it, let's see, imagine that food didn't taste good. Well, imagine that. Some people, I'm sure, man, they had a case of COVID. He hasn't tasted food in 8 months. So he doesn't eat. He doesn't nothing. Everything tastes like bland, like water. So he doesn't eat. Of course he has to eat. If he doesn't eat, he's gonna die. He's not gonna have nutrition. So his cells have to reproduce. He needs the. I don't know, Dr. Kratz, would you help with this one? He needs the nucleus of the cells, he needs the proteins, right? Am I right? Something like that, right? He needs the carbohydrates, he needs the fats, the lipids, he needs the whole nine yards. So he's got it anyway, whether he likes taste, not like taste, he has to. So Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chas ta'godel gave us an added bonus to food, that in addition to keeping you alive and giving you nutrition, it also tastes good. There's a phenomenon that exists in today's world that usually there's a inverse proportion between the nutritional value of the food and the taste of the food. I mean, usually the tastier food is usually less healthy for you, and the really, really healthy, you know, broccoli and that kind of stuff is usually doesn't taste as good. So, but that's only because food has been so artificially created today. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the natural world, so Kadosh Baruch Hu created very good tasting sweet potatoes, are very healthy for you, and they taste yummy. You know, apples are healthy, oranges are healthy, you know, fruits and a lot of vegetables, you know, they taste good, they're nice. The only reason why we think that carrots aren't so healthy, I'm sorry, why carrots aren't so tasty, because they're not as tasty as ice cream. It's true. Because what makes ice cream healthy? What makes ice cream tasty? Sugar. That's the bottom line. The reason 99% of the stuff, if you think about it, until 700 years ago, most of the civilized world didn't know what sugar was. They didn't have sugar. The Rishon didn't have sugar. Sugar came from the New World. They didn't have sugar. So most food just wasn't sweet. The concept, the only way to make food sweet was you threw a little, if you were lucky, had a little honey, or you had fruit sugars and stuff. I mean, most food wasn't all that sweet. So we, in the last 700 years and the last 100 years in America, have created this phenomenon that you take anything and everything, you throw a lot of sugar on it, and you make it taste really, really yummy, delicious, even though it's not all that healthy for you. So we have a misconstrued understanding of the relationship between food and nutritional value. This is not sheer nutrition, it's just we were talking about this on the table of Rosh Hashanah. We were talking about honey a little bit, and so I guess we made this ha'ar at the table this past Rosh Hashanah that until the last couple hundred years, Rashi never tasted sugar. The Rambam never had sugar. The main Rambam, I think, had sugar. I think at that part of the world, I think they had their sugar cane, but most people didn't. Anyway, so until they discovered the New World, they didn't have chocolate. They didn't have coffee, they didn't have tea, many of these things. These are all from the Far East and from the South America and different places that were discovered much, 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 much later. Anyway, so Tami HaMitzvahs are an added bonus that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us in addition to the nutrition, so there's also a good taste. In addition to the real reason why we're doing Paraduma, there's a good taste. So the Rambam invokes that marshal in two places. The Rambam has it in Hilchos Shofar, in Hilchos Tshuva about Shofar, the Rambam writes, the Rambam almost apologizes and says, "Afal pisha shofar versus tkes shofar shad exists because of the remez yesh bedaber." Says the emphasis shofar is a chayk. No one really understands what's the tzitzchum with shofar. No one really knows. There's a remez. What's the remez? Urishay mishenaskan. It's called the tshuva. The Rambam uses kipat the identical lashon in the very last Rambam Nuchas Mikvos. Afal pisha kol atumus v'ataris chokem. We call a chokem or something. The Rambam says remez yesh bedaber. The same lashon, remez yesh bedaver. It's almost like the Rambam is starting off a seres mitshuva with remez yesh bedaver and ending a seres mitshuva remez yesh bedaver. He starts off to kiss shofar is exerts because of remez yesh bedaver and tevila b'mikvah tataru tum b'taru yesh bedaver is a remez yesh. What's the remez by of tum b'taru? So the Rambam, when you go to the mikvah, so you should think that just as a mikvah is an amazing thing, it takes a person. And it's Mitarim. Unbelievable concept. It used to be Tommy, now he's Tommy. It used to be Chayv Koresh, you go to the Big Fish, now he's Tommy. Crazy, that's wild, it doesn't make any sense. The same is true if you immerse yourself in the spiritual water of Torah, the Mehadas, the water of knowledge. You think a person is Mabish Tommy. Have you ever done? All of a sudden, you immerse yourself in Torah. Because purified, it's a different person. You see it all the time. You see, kid goes off to Eretz Yisrael. All the nonsense, all the narishkeit of of society, and all of a sudden they throw him into yeshiva, and he starts learning Steinbachs and Metals, and within 2 weeks he's a different kid. No, we haven't seen that in our own eyes. We don't see it. Many of us have seen it in themselves. We're a different person. And you keep on toivling yourself more and more, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you're toivel lachah, like the Ariya Kodesh, now 39 times. So you first you toivel yourself in Shem Yachzim Metalos, and all of a sudden you come to Fachta Lishachir. Then you toivel yourself in Shuf and Shurat Salasas and Mechit and Marisa Kaisel, Tfislach Shalom Lasoshvik, and all of a sudden you're in the womb. And then you're learning all of us break this chomitz, and all of a sudden you become deeper and deeper and deeper into this oil of Torah, this mehadas, and you become Torah. It's an unbelievable thing. But it happens. It's true. You know it's true. We see. We've been watching it happen time and time again. Time tested. So the Chavetz Chaim picks up this mashal of the Rambam and says it's true, 100% true, but you have to keep the mashal to its entirety. When you go to the mikvah, so. It's not like, you know, sometimes the swimming pool is a little cold, so if you put your big toe in, you go in a little bit, I don't want to get my whole body wet, you know, I'll stay out of it. It doesn't work. If you go to mikvah and you keep your head out of the mikvah, it doesn't work. If you keep your finger, if there's a hair out of the mikvah, it's no good. That's the din. You have to, first has to watch your taifa. I mean, that's for men, that's for machmah, that's for women, that's what has to watch. Make sure the hair goes on, the whole tefillah is not going to be Torah. So if you think you're going to be toivel, then they have the house of Torah, but. Be in Torah, but I'm gonna have all the other stuff. Ain't gonna work. And even if you're totally submerged, but you have chatzitzas, you have bandages, you have things all right and left all over yourself. Ain't gonna work. If it's a miyachin machbid, maybe it'll work. If it's a very, very small amount and you don't really care about it, maybe it'll work. But if the davar chayitz is something that's important to you, it's not gonna work. It feels not gonna work. So we have an opportunity to be mitaretz, maybe the mehadas. It's not coincidental that Yom Kippur is both a day of Tshuv and Tara, as well as a day of Kabbalah Satorah. Gemara says in the last minute of the last that the reason why Yom Kippur is such a Yom Simcha is for two reasons. Yom Slicha Mechila, the Yom Shenitnu Luchashnias. It's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. It's like Shavuos. We celebrate a little differently. There's no cheesecake on Yom Kippur, but it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. It's a Kabbalah Satorah of Tshuva. It's a Kabbalah Satorah that lasts. Kabbalah Satorah of Shavuos was very nice. It lasted for a maximum of 40 days. Kabbalah Satorah of Yom Kippur lasts, still lasting out of Yom Hazeh. Luchos Shnios really lasts out of Yom Hazeh. It's Kabbalah Satorah of Luchos Shnios. Kabbalah Satorah of Yom Kippur is a Kabbalah Satorah of the Molosh Al Torah. And the Farshim explains the Luchos Rishonim, the Gemara says, is everything was written on the Luchos. You didn't have to work very hard. You just looked at Lo Signo. Oh, Lo Signo. Okay, then you have all Ba Metzia Lo Signo. Losaska Malach, have all the shops there in there. Just read the words, Losaska Malach, it's all there. On the Luchos Shnios, there was no fine print anymore. On the Luchos Shnios, all it said was Losaska Malach. They got to knock your head against the wall. Was make Malach, was the Malach. Ooh, Shtayde Bashna Yakel, there's a print of Malach Samishka. Shtayde Yakel, Malach Samir, Malach Machshavas. Was make Malach Machshavas, let's think about it, let's think about Malach Machshavas. You have to sit the hill, get to know him. Shimon sat for years in a cave, try to figure out, is this called Malach Hashemes? Is this Malach Hashemes? Tana Rabbi Yehuda sat, not in a cave. And says he was on Moshe Tana a different way. He says Rabbi Lloyd, the Helig Rabbi Yehuda, him and his wife could never go out together. You know why? They never walked in the street together. You know why? Not because they were so firm. I mean, they were very firm, that's not why. You know why? The Gemara says they never walked out together. He only had one coat. It wasn't a man's coat, it was a woman's coat. It was a both gender free coat. They couldn't afford a second coat. It was too cold, so they used to take turns going to the street. That's how Rabbi Yehuda became Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Shimon sitting in a cave, tucked away for 12 years, eating from the ravens. And Rabbi Yehuda sitting, sharing his coat. His wife went to go buy some challahs for Shabbos, and he's sitting home because he doesn't have two coats. You have to be emotional tiring. You got to work and work and work and work and work to figure out what's made Malachas Mashavas. You got to be emotional tiring. You got to work hard. So, because Rashi gives us a siyata d'shmaya to be our greatest tshuva, our greatest tahara, is just to immerse ourselves deeper and deeper and deeper, more rangatun in chitzakir shenifritza, rangatun in fizlach shal v'softeg, and hezik shem v'nikers, and all the coming attractions in the next few weeks and months, everything, hopefully it's Hashem, we'll have a wonderful year, we'll be there together. So, Baruch Hashem, just look at yourself, look at the Torah that you've reached, look at the Ashreichem, HaTeichokeichem. Yom Kippur is a time, when you make a Din V'cheshbon, you have to make a Din V'cheshbon for Chatoim, you have to make a Din V'cheshbon for Mitzvahs also. of what we've accomplished. The Torah mitzvahs, the food, okay, we come to the Torah. What helps you become the Torah is because you just immerse yourself, kulam, lamash, in the me'adas. The Brachas give us a siyat v'shmaya to continue to go on this path and to be zoicha zayin, to shuva shleima, to be zoicha to mechilas avonos, and shuva shnas chayim v'sholim for all of us, all Klai Yisrael. The entire world should experience it. Yeshuas v'nechamas, if the world experiences Yeshuas v'nechamas, it'll be a better world for us also. Mashiach will come, we'll be able to reach the goal of history and just to sit and learn the me'adasa. The last Rav Ruchas Malachim says, that's what's all, that's the whole game. So we're doing what you're getting ready for us, Mashiach, so you can learn the Torah. That's all we're doing, hopefully. That's all. Shrezai Chesim. Okay, opening day of Shiras, hopefully Yisrochad, right?